Andy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Boy, you're raising a lot of money for your run for state representative.
Well, you know, that's part of the plan is to raise enough money to run a good and competitive race next year. You know, I wanted to come out as part of the exploratory process and see what we could raise, see if I could make an effective campaign next year, and it's been pretty successful so far. We're pretty happy.
How much have you raised?
We've raised somewhere around $35,000 up till now in the first 4 months. We've had a few fundraising events and had people, you know, mailing checks and going to the website at www.andyshore.com and contributing there. And it's just the response has been overwhelming. It's been incredible. So, you know, I'm very happy. I'm ecstatic for the support from, you know, the elected, the neighborhood folks in Lansing that I'm receiving, and it's just been going extremely well.
Andy is currently the District 5 Commissioner for the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Now, let's take the exploratory thing off there. You've got 35 G's in the bank. You got a lot of support. You're going to run, right?
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty close to saying yes, I am. You know, we wanted to make sure we could raise the money. We wanted to make sure we could get the campaign in place. You know, you got to make sure everything works with your family. You know, my wife is extremely supportive, and, you know, working out to make sure that I don't miss time with my kids and making sure that I can still do my county commission duties. And, you know, that's why I got out so early. You take this year and make sure that scheduling all works, make sure I can appropriately fund the campaign to get the message out, make sure I have enough support among the community. And, yeah, at this point, you know, I'm coming very close to saying it is doable, and we're going to have enough to make the run. And I think somewhere around, you know, middle end of the summer, we'll you know, make the final determination. But I'm pretty close to saying that. Yeah.
Now, this is a seat that's term limited.
Right. Yeah. Joan Bauer, who's been a fantastic state representative, is in her final term, and as of next year, when the election comes up, she will not be eligible to run again.
And it's normally a Democratic seat. Who are some of the other folks that you've heard are considering or are going to run?
You know, I don't know. I've had a lot of, you know, we've had a lot of speculation. I know, you know, Kelly Bonero has indicated she was interested, and I don't know where that stands. I know Walt Sorg has announced. Outside of that, I don't know. I did get out early, purposely, and I'm sure there'll be other people who are looking at it going into next year, but I really don't know. At this point, you know, I'm running my campaign, and we're going to keep going forward regardless, and you know, base it on what I can do, what I can raise, what I offer to the residents. You know, I offer the experience. I offer, you know, working in the legislature for 15 years. I offer being a county commissioner for 10 years at that point. So, I'm just focusing on what I can offer. I'm not really sure who else gets in, and it's not going to change my game plan.
You know what? Speaking of Kelly Bonero, who was recently pulled over for impaired driving, it's also she's also been accused of having a small amount of marijuana in her possession. Now, we don't know where that stands. These are accusations as we speak. But, you know, that's kind of a touchy situation. I thought of, you know, my own two boys, and although they're young, they're not near driving yet, Andy. It's a touchy situation when you're a parent or when you're someone who's considering running for public office and something like this comes up. Is it in good taste to talk about it? Is it fair? Is it pertinent? What did you think when you first heard the story?
You know, I feel for her and for her family. You know, it's something that they have to deal with. You know, she put out a statement. You know, in terms of politically, I really, you know, I don't have anything to say about it. In terms of, you know, if it happened to one of my friends, I would feel bad for them and you know, be supportive of whatever help they need. I don't know. I don't really know her all that well. I know the mayor. I've worked with him, and you know, I'm sure that they're going to deal with it as they will. And you know, as a parent, my children are 7 and 5, so I don't have to worry about that as a parent just yet. And I'm not looking forward to the teenage days and anything like that. But you know, they'll work it through with, you know, as their family, and it's not, like I said, it doesn't have an effect on what I'm doing, and you know, I hope that that everything works out well for her.
As Ingham County Commissioner, for the upcoming or for the next budget that you folks are working on, what is the deficit and where do you stand on eliminating that deficit?
We're looking at about $5.5 million this year for a deficit, which compared to previous years isn't as bad. We've had $7 and $8 million and, you know, $9 million or so over the last few years. We're going into our budget process now. We've talked to our department heads to see what they need. We've looked at our revenues that are coming in, and probably in another month or so, we're going to start doing meetings with our departments to assess their needs and what we can afford. And then in August, our controller will come out with a recommended budget. We'll spend, you know, 2 months or so picking that apart and figuring out what we agree with and what we don't, and moving around recommended dollars, and then we'll go from there. You know, we got to see what long-term fixes and short-term fixes we can do, and hopefully the economy will rebound, and next year, you know, property values will go up and revenues will go up, and everything will be better. But at this point, we're looking at $5.5 million, and, you know, we're going to address it. We have to have a balanced budget. We're going to have a balanced budget, and we'll start looking at everything over the next month or two.
Andy, have you had much feedback from residents from the 12 of the 13 communities in Ingham County who lost police patrols from the Ingham County sheriffs?
Not really. The sheriff has mentioned, you know, some calls that he's received. You know, you hear a story here and a story there, and I've heard some animal control complaints, as interesting as that is. You know, people in the out county who have, you know, dogs who have attacked them, or barking dogs and things, and they can't get service out there. But not really. You'd figure we would have heard more. And, you know, we had all kinds of things thrown at us last year and 2 years ago, and we worked on this. And no, I haven't. That's not to say that there's not problems in those, you know, township areas. I haven't heard a whole lot about it.
All right, Andy Shore, Ingham County Commissioner, running for a state representative, pretty much 99% sure. I think he just gave us the get-go. When you got money in the bank, Andy, you got to go for it. We will be talking with you. We're going to make efforts to talk with all the candidates throughout this process. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks for having me, Tony. I appreciate it.